This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I saw a TikTok of a girl asking her little sister, like, what was that you said? What are you using? She's like, I'm using retinol. And they're like, oh my God.
You are 10 years old. You're not meant to. We're not even supposed to use retinol yet.
We're back, guys. We're back. Welcome to the Lux Gem podcast. This week we are joined by Duty and Millie.
Hi, yes.
Gang's back together.
Gang's back together.
When was the last time we were actually, because I was meant to do the end of year.
I know, and then you were ill.
Ill.
So I can't
remember the last
time. Ages. Then I was like, away for like a month.
It was November, October.
Was it summer? It was summer because I was away for October, November. Yeah. And I don't think we did one. That was the first. Well, it's been very overdue, so it's good to have you back. And you're both looking so good. Can we just run through the looks?
My piece is from Anthropology, giving cozy.
It's her. So snug.
Nice and snug.
Love that.
And then my cargos are from Adenola.
They are so they're gonna go like that.
Yeah, and I would just size down because they definitely like, look okay compared to the usual. And then my trainers are my Nikes, and then my bag is Olivia Sykes. I've literally got this in like every
color. I didn't even realize you had your little bag there. That's so cute.
She's just sat here.
What's in it? Go on,
give us a little. No, because there's literally nothing in it, so it's actually
a girl bag. I got girl bag.
There's a pair of headphones and the wired ones because my over the head wouldn't fit.
Don't get me started.
You can give a size to yourself.
I'm kind of here for the wide headphones. I feel like they'll make a Y2K revive.
I always have mine when my other ones are dead.
Like, I mix it up with wine.
Yeah. Also, the microphone is better on them. Like, no one can ever hear me when I'm talking on my over-the-head headphones.
They're really good if you're doing a voiceover, actually.
Yeah.
If you're doing
Mary Poppins, that is coming out here.
My beanie just, I mean, because it's cold later.
But also good for padding out the bag.
Yeah, that's true. Very practical.
Literally,
I do other things in here, guys. It's literally and my hourglass.
That's good.
I love that.
They're so good, aren't they?
Mel, what are you wearing? You look so good.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm starting to overheat a little bit.
Have to do it for the look.
I've got on my new Pixie Market bomber, which I have worn to death since it's arrived. Henny black jeans, and then my Travis Scott Nikes.
We're obsessed with those.
Yeah, I love them.
Sadly, you're having a bit of a Henny moment as well.
I am. My shirt is Henny, and then I've got my little Damson Madder jeans on.
Love.
And my Zara bag.
That's the very Saturn outfit today.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Dates, what are you wearing?
I have got, we've just realised we have the same tee.
Yes.
That's so cool.
Too young for sushi. But like, this will be so nice in the summer.
Yeah,
well.
Definitely.
That's from a little Instagram brand. And then Naked Blazer, this is like my trusted one. Mm. And Zara trousers and Duke and Dexter loaf.
I was like, you buy it.
Which I must say are perfect size. You've got to go for your actual size, haven't you?
You do have to stretch them out a little bit.
Yeah, but we're there. We're through that today, but we're through it. I was like walking around the house, like in my dressing gown with them on.
But Daisy, you were just in Paris.
Oh yes. Oh, it was so nice.
I'm
so in love.
Oh, it's the most romantic place.
It is.
Nice. And it was blue skies. It couldn't have been better. So I've got some really good recs. I put them on my TikTok.
I'm gonna need those.
And yes. Yeah, so when are you going?
I'm going next weekend. Okay. Not this weekend. The weekend.
Yeah, I'm gonna send you where I went.
Because it went through like a really good amount of time.
Actually, the Eurostar is so.
Oh my god, it's so easy.
It was so cheap when I looked the other day.
Yeah,
I'm really tempted to even just go for the day.
I think
on the 7th or 8th, it was like the 7th
Paris for lunch.
I think we could, it's definitely doable in a day.
We went literally, we got like a 6 or like 6:30 train in the morning, got there, had the morning, had a walk around, had lunch, had another walk around, got the train, like last train back. It's great.
Because you can't, if you do in advance, there's those £39 return tickets.
Oh, then that's so good.
It's a no brainer.
That's cheaper than a ticket.
Literally. Oh God, but you do have to do it in advance.
Yeah.
But yeah,
we should do that. It'd be really fun.
That would be so.
Also, if you went on like a Wednesday or something, to the day off work, Okay, guys, let's do it.
Okay. Yeah.
But don't you find like I've literally found so many places for my trip on TikTok?
Oh, yeah.
Like I always go to the same few places, and this time I was like, no, I need to switch it up. And once you find one you like, yeah, one, they all start coming up.
So the sandwich shop that you have to go to, I found it on TikTok. It was called Shares Alam Miam Miam or something like that. Anyway, they sell 100 sandwiches a day and 250 a day at the weekend. Mm. And when I say, literally, they would cut open the ciabatta, load that puppy up, like,
oh my God,
prosciutto, onions, cheese, so lettuce, good, everything, and then toast it. It was the best.
That sounds incredible.
Has anyone got any trips coming up?
I wish. I saw your Instagram reel yesterday. Euro summer pending.
Yeah,
I was like,
I'm
the year of like hens and weddings this year.
Oh yeah, that was last year.
Yeah, they're expensive, but they're all going to be really fun as well. So I'm kind of, once I book those out the way, then I want to do more like day ones.
Yeah,
when I did that, like just 24 hours in Barcelona, that was really nice as well. So thinking just to do
like small trips.
Yeah, a little day one.
It's getting booked in though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially when you're going with friends and stuff and getting it out the group chat.
We're trying to do
so difficult.
Those polls on WhatsApp, I'm like, every 5 minutes. And then someone's like, well, I'm not sure because I might be going here. I'm like, can you just
No one wants to commit, that's the thing. Like, especially when you try and do it in advance. It's like, but I could be busy. It's like, you just doubt you're going to be doing something better. Like, just book it in. But do you guys have any, like, hacks? Because, like the whole TikTok thing, I found something on maps. You can, like, save lists.
I did a map on someone sent that to me when I asked Paris for some Instagram.
They're like, I've got a map. I'll send you my map. What is
So basically you go, it's Google Maps, and you plug in like all the places. So I went on TikTok and saved loads of places, and then I just one by one plug them into my Google Maps, and you do save, but then you can share that map with other people.
Yeah, it's so good.
So like if you have all these good recommendations, you can save with someone else.
On the site for that.
Yeah.
We create shared maps.
A little map. Oh my God.
Let's just brainstorming here.
Yeah, this is content idea for you, Chuck.
Yes.
I love maps.
You should do one.
I did it for Barcelona, thrifting,
so
cafes,
good,
restaurants.
Also, I want to shout out your reels at the minute.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have been down in coffee like no tomorrow.
You're hustling.
Yeah. I just think that's the way to go.
Yeah.
So, also, for me, like everybody much prefers the cafe stuff anyway. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it gets congested. I don't know, like in terms of like content.
No, so good.
Now,
I love it.
It's a win-win.
Brilliant.
That's what they're wanting. So I'll just stay in the cafes.
What's your favourite one you've gone to recently?
I really love that one in Soho.
Yes,
that massive one.
What is it called?
I'm going to butcher the name. Massive. It says, is Van? Vins? Van?
Massive.
Yeah. But it's so cool. And the coffee is so good. It's just like really cute little, got like cute little red cups. So they're kind of matching the like trendy vibes at the moment. But it's
I say this all the time. Like, imagine just having a different life, and then all you have is like a little cafe, and you just run it.
Make
like
friends with everyone that you know across all the locals.
I would pride myself on knowing your. I saw this little truck as well. I saw it on Instagram. It's like called Two Sisters Coffee. It's literally two sisters. It's like a converted like van, and it's so aesthetic. And they just run their little coffee shop like on the side of the road. And I was like, That's really nice.
Well, this Heavenly Heart in Paris.
I really want to go there.
It was beautiful. They just nailed it. Like, you make somewhere like that, people will flock.
Yeah,
won't they?
Oh my God, it's so good. It's so aesthetic. I found so many like that, just so aesthetic. We're gonna do a roundup actually on our site of all of the little coffee shops.
And Millie, you're moving back up north.
Back down.
Back down.
Back.
So you're up there right now.
Oh, there at the minute.
And you're coming
back.
And is it confirmed? Have you got a place?
So waiting for the boy to tell his flat. They had an offer, so it's just like the waiting game of like the next steps, because you just hear horror stories of like but fingers crossed in the next few months.
I'm so excited.
I've loved being up there, and it's quite a bittersweet situation. Like, Belinda, my best friend, we have the best time. So yeah, hopefully in the next few months I'll be back.
I'm just so excited.
But it's now it's like the next stage of like moving stress. I think we're just so excited to live together as well. It's
yeah,
sort of like overriding stress for everything.
Yeah. Lovely. Oh, should we move on to hot list?
Yes. Well, disclaimer, guys, we're not talking about traitors today.
But I can like step out and like.
No.
Right.
Summarize without giving any spoilers.
Okay.
Your thoughts in like.
I can't without spoiling
it,
anything.
Freaking game!
Yeah. It's the best TV.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I agree.
It's 6.5 million viewers.
Was it
last or something?
Wow. Yeah.
God. So I was quite late starting.
Were you?
So I literally said 2 a.m. one night, and I binged because it was like, I think the final was in like two. Yeah. Years, like yeah. whatever.
I was like, I need to binge it. And I was just like, I was so in.
Well, it was so good, wasn't it?
It was really good. We won't say anything more. But have you guys seen all the TikToks about the, like, the traitor's spellings, like the names?
Yes.
They cracked me up.
Was it Quip?
For those who haven't seen it, basically, it's quite, when they do the round tables, they obviously write people's names. And some of them have been writing them wrong. Like, spelling them
always
incorrectly.
I always say this is so awkward.
Which one was the one?
Charlotte.
Oh, yeah, Charlotte with a T. And no, there was another one. I think it was Jazz, but he spelled it really weirdly. But anyway.
But God, to win 95 grand, I would.
I know.
But it's that would be nice. It's the way it sort of psychologically.
Yeah.
It's like you just torture yourself.
Especially like the finale. I was like,
Tori Winkleman, she just killed
it. I've also seen so many TikToks of people dressing up.
The gloves and the eyes.
Yeah, it's funny.
I actually love when you guys do your hot list.
Do you?
This is when I learn. You know that TikTok you reposted yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
And it's like the group chat. And there's one designated person that like tells everyone what's going on in like pop culture.
And like shout out to those girlies.
Yes. So you are my girlies who do this for me. This is where I learn all the stuff.
But that was funny, that TikTok you reposted. It was like, you don't have to do it. I mean, you know, that. But thank God for these girls that take time out their day to give us
close the hot,
give us and the
this is exactly how I feel about you guys.
The reason is because if I don't share it, no one else is going to be there to talk about with it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you'll say it and people will be like, what's that? I'm like, no. We're going to all educate ourselves. Yeah. We're going to watch the TikTok.
For a while, I feel like I was the only Gen Z actually ages. So it was recently announced that Britons will face call-up if Putin
declares
war.
Oh, brilliant.
It's laughable at this point.
Like,
but guys, the content, like, this is how I bake my face before I go to the trenches.
Get ready with me for a day in Mongolia. I wake up and I have my ration pack.
It's so, honestly, it's hilarious. Like, it's terrifying if it would ever to actually happen.
The content is honestly this, like, very dark humour. Like, when you actually sit and think about it,
If it happens, we will have to step up. You know that.
But you know, our great grandparents did it.
Yeah.
It's not like right now.
No.
It's like in the next 20 years.
But we need to be prepared. Next 20 years. That's
that's a long timeline that I've
like aged out.
Nobody's going to want me to, in 20 years. I'm quite okay, I think.
This is literally what I mean.
The content from it, though, has killed me.
Speaking of, have you guys seen, similar to this, TikTok, everything we talk about is TikTok, Northwest review of Skin by Kim.
So hang on, can we just go back a few steps? When did Skin by Kim get announced? Because I've only
seen
it.
That was a while ago.
Video.
She did makeup first, then she did skin, then she took a break from makeup and now is focusing on skin, I want to say.
And it's all under one umbrella, makeup and skin.
Exactly. Okay.
And then
have you tried any of it? Has it been
really? I haven't. I don't think it's as easily available in the UK, but I'd love to. I'd love to try it.
Wes is the most chaotic child.
Yeah, she's chaos. What is her career trajectory like? What is going to happen?
She is like
a case of Kanye.
Yeah, she is. 10 years old though. Like, she's
that's quite crazy.
But the way she does like the ASMR, like it's she's so with it with the social media.
But I think a lot of kids that age are like, we obviously see her because she's so famous and she gets like a million views on any, like she could sneeze on a video and that would just get a million views. But I think all of that generation are really big on TikTok. Have you guys seen all the like drunk elephant things?
Oh yeah.
All the Sephora, like
my niece at Christmas, right, she's 10. She took me up to her bedroom and her bathroom.
Space NK, was it? I walked into Space NK.
And like stockpiles.
I call
like
Stolz
Venero.
Drunk elephant. What?
Classic. But Bioma, that's the one in love.
And I was just like, a shower was just, I was like, you've
bored
enough.
Yeah. Like,
I was like, but then it actually made me really sad. I was like, you don't need this.
Yeah.
10 years old. Like, I was 10.
I had the
Dream Man Moose's
peach. Like,
I don't even remember. I was barely wearing St. Ives.
St. Ives. I was rubbing my face with St. Ives.
And she's like, doing like a initial FaceTime me. She's like, "Do I get
ready with me?"
And she's got like the ordinary like cleanser and like, oh no, but your poor skin, like,
too
much because like.
No, I literally saw a TikTok of a girl asking her little sister, like, what was that you said? What are you using? She's like, I'm using retinol. And they're like,
oh my God.
You are 10 years old. You're not meant to, we're not even supposed to use retinol yet. You're meant to be like 20, 26, 27 before you start using it.
Right, with the acids, like, the parents need to be.
I'm dying at that. What is that you're using?
retinol.
No, and then no, this is even worse. Then she goes, and she's like, do you know what that's for? And she's like, it's to stop aging skin. So like most people use it when they're like 18, when your skin gets really old. 18?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Where is she getting this information from?
I'm dying. And then she asks her what her skincare routine is, and it's literally like a YouTube video. She's like, so I start with this, and then I go in with the Pixie Woo Tonic, and then I go in with this.
Pixie Woo Tonic, she's using that.
I was like, what's going on?
It's dangerous.
Lock them away.
Honestly.
Parents, please check your children.
Yes. Skincare. Yeah. Stick with simple CeraVe.
This has killed me.
What else is on at the moment? Taylor Swift deepfakes.
That is terrifying. Have you guys heard about
this? I haven't seen deepfakes.
We need to fill you in.
Us, but go on.
Well, I mean, we speak about AI and like just how scary it is all the time. It's like one end of it's quite funny. It's like the music or like the random edits.
Or ChatGPT helping me out with me.
Yeah. But this is like the scary end of it where like it's gone as far as video. So someone has like basically created a deepfake, which is like an AI version of
a video.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
It's a video of her, like, I think it's like a sexual.
It's explicit. Yeah. Oh, explicit. So it's actually, it's exploiting her. Because
yeah, and her life.
It's so, yeah, because it's obviously. And there are AI pornographic websites that people are uploading this content on. So, like, she has been like, this is the biggest breach of her privacy, which, I mean, you can't even imagine what something like that must feel like.
Yeah.
They are so real. But they kind of chose the wrong person to mess with.
Yeah,
because of her, all the Swifties.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, all the Swifties, like, they literally just went for, they went and tried to find out who it was that created these deepfakes. They found them. They got removed.
That is
metal. Still out there. Like,
it's that just crazy.
Yeah, that they can just,
it is scary. But that's why kind of, it makes you think, like, that's another reason to not show your children's faces on social media. Like,
true.
Things can be used. Like, I don't know. When you deep it, it's quite scary, actually. Yeah.
There's, like, entire, like, genres on porn websites for, like, celebrity porn videos that are obviously not the actual celebrities. It's just fakes.
We're saying, I was in, like, a podcast as well, that there's, like, an AI on OnlyFans that's making, like, 10 grand a month or something.
It's so scary.
But I think they need, some laws need to come in.
Like, not to say, surely, like, technology's getting, and yes, it has its positives for businesses and all that sort of stuff, but the negative side of it, there needs to be something that people and brands and businesses can like adhere to that keep everything in check.
Yeah.
Otherwise, my God, it's scary.
Hopefully she's taking legal action.
Yeah.
But it's scary.
So I love that her Swifties track.
They
went on like a Twitter rampage.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. They chose the wrong person to mess with, didn't they?
Also, but positive, the clip of
the name.
Oh my God, it's sweet. So sweet.
I'm having a Drew Barrymore moment. Sorry,
I just have a little touchy moment. But basically, yeah, the Chiefs, what, I don't know who they were playing or what they won, but they won.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't give a shit about that.
I actually had no idea.
But yeah.
They won the Super Bowl. I don't even know.
Did you see who they compared it to? You know, Cinderella's story.
Yes. Oh, that's so sweet. But basically, they won something in whatever sport they play. And I don't even know. And Taylor Swift was like on the pitch.
The pitch?
What is it?
Yeah,
the pitch. And there's just like really cute videos of them like hugging and kissing when he won.
And it's really sweet.
He's really sweet.
I hope they go the distance.
Me too. Me too.
Jack and I just started watching her documentary again.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
It just, you know, her. It was her, what was the era with the purple album? Speak Now.
I love
it. Oh my God. Purple album. I'm imagining the dress.
Yeah.
Like, it unlocks this part of me. I think the reason she is just like, so many young girls can relate to her. Like, I remember her lyrics used to actually, I'd be like,
oh, me too.
Is going through this song.
I feel like I've not
so much.
I haven't really gone into much.
No, I think you are the R. You are the R, or you aren't. Yeah. Or you've either experienced that.
It the attention that it
deserves.
Yeah. It feels a little bit like some songs and some things feel a bit cringy. But once you like get past that, you're like, fuck. What she's saying is actually so spot on for like any age of your life. Like, she's got songs for everything that could happen.
For me, it was only the Speak Now. It's because a girl in my class was it was quite extraordinary how much of a Swiftie she was. So much so that she manifested a meet and greet at one of the concerts. Like, she actually manifested it. Yeah, like you know how mum used to come and pick people in the crowd? Or something?
Oh, yeah.
And she got picked. And I was like, that is because you are the
one.
Anyway, and so she kind of really got me into it. So it was only Speak Now, really.
Yeah, but that's a bit like the Justin Bieber concerts with the one less lonely girl. And you'd just be either you've got to be really keen or pretend like, oh, I don't even know. I'm not even at the concert. Like,
you convince yourself it's going to be
when it's
you.
Like,
chasing every part of your body in case you get picked. What direction are you at, Justin Bieber?
It's all the like fan fiction ones.
Oh,
now
classic.
Kills me.
Oh, obviously, I'm sure you guys know Ray.
So I'm holding a sweet. I don't want to bite it because I don't want to like munch on the camera.
No, it's okay. I'll hold it for now. Ray.
We all know Ray, right?
Nathism, she's really popped off this year. She's been nominated for 7 Brit Awards. Wow. But I saw this thing the other day because I obviously knew all about this when it was happening. But like 2 years ago, she was basically like locked into this contract with a really big music label who essentially didn't let her release music for like years. She had to like, how is it people get trapped in
toxic relationships?
With Kesha, happened with loads of people. And she basically like, she had loads of hit songs like, I can't remember what they are now, but she had some really big songs like on the radio all the time, but she basically couldn't prove that she was worthy of like a whole album. Crazy. And so she would write all these songs that just got locked away or given to other artists because they just didn't believe in her. And then I think she finally managed to get out of that record label, and now she's obviously popping off. But
it makes me so sad
because now she's like one of the most nominated people at the Brit Awards. Like,
how old
is she? I don't know. I think she's like not above 30 years old. Like she's quite young, I think.
I saw her at the Capitol.
Did you?
She was incredible.
Really?
Oh, we were literally, as she was on, like looking for when she was like going to be in concert because she's insane.
That was so
voice.
Cool.
She was like barefoot.
Yeah.
Just like living. Oh, she was incredible.
She's always in like a ball gown.
She's in a ball gown.
And like her Amy Winehouse. Like,
yeah.
She really, everyone keeps comparing her to Amy Winehouse because she does have a very similar, like,
very
similar eyes to her.
When are the Brits?
I don't know. It should be soon, I think.
I think so.
I love awards season.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like some people just kind of scroll past
it's
but
just,
I love
it's,
it.
I think it's also working social during awards season. Yeah. Like it's like this adrenaline you get in the morning and you're like, oh, here we go. Like you're scrolling Shutterstock, like, come on, here they come.
But it's because of all the memes and like the drama, and the content all you get the stuff happens like through awards and like little clips and things. Like I loved all of the, I can't remember what it was, Golden Globes, one of them.
Yeah.
All the like the dubs and the things we spoke about before, but there was one about Jennifer Lawrence, like when she was about to win the award and she was like mouthing like, if I don't win,
I'm fucking leaving.
I love it. Just inside the little
things. So good
products we're loving. Camille,
okay,
let's hear
favorite part. Okay, let me get my list. Okay, first up, Medicaid Crystal Retinol 3. I use it for like director spot treatment.
Okay.
Gets rid of them in 2 days.
Wow. I trust your skin rats. I know the journey you've been on.
So I was like, I'm scared of Retinol because I used one years ago and it just
flakes.
It's not good. So I was like scared of them. And then Ellen, who I see for my skin, recommended this and it is it's so good.
Brilliant.
Next up, Body Shop Ginger Shampoo. If you have itchy, flaky scalp, it will change your life. It's the best thing.
Really?
If you struggle with flakes, itchy, all that delightful stuff.
Yeah.
Highly recommend. Third one, Beauty Pie Super Luminous Under Eye Genius. Bag season, guys. It's January.
Yeah,
if you want a bit of brightening under there, it's sensational.
Okay.
And then finally, I'm obsessed with Teddy Swims.
What's that? Yeah, what's that
guy, the singer?
No.
Guys,
no.
Oh, she really wanted that to land harder.
I'm not seeing it. I will play it for you though.
What? Yeah, hang on. I know this song. Next to me. Yeah, this is great.
No, but I'm enjoying it.
But I like it.
I like it a lot. Actually, it sounds kind of familiar. Like, is it on TikTok?
But I've been obsessed with him for like a good year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love it. It's just great.
Yeah.
Trust me. Is that what are you loving?
Not loads of things, but I feel like I keep seeing things that I really want.
Yeah.
So have you guys seen those new Milk makeup blushes that look like jelly?
Oh
my goodness. I honestly,
just the word jelly, it's already sold me.
I saw like 3 TikToks of people trying them and I was like, right, I need that. But it's basically like a little wind up cream. Ooh. But it's not cream, it's a literal like jelly. Like if you go like that, it like wobbles. But it looks like really, really like what's the word? Like balmy and super subtle, but yeah, I really like
sheer.
Exactly. So the other thing that I'm loving is I really want to get a digital camera, and I was looking on TikTok for what people recommended, and I found them on Depop.
Brilliant.
Like really cheap on Depop, like under £50. So I've just bought a Canon. I can't tell you what the numbers and names are,
But that is such a good place.
People are
trying to get the Kendall Jenner one, aren't they?
Yes, that one I can.
The Olympus point and shoot I really want, but it's just quite expensive.
Is it?
Yeah. But actually, Alexa had a really good rec, which she put on the Sheila's community, because I put our community page where we asked for recommendations and our audience asked for recommendations, we all reply. I put that I was looking for a film camera, and Alexa found one that apparently is very similar to the Olympus point and shoot, but not many people know about it. And that one is obviously just inflated in price because of the demand. Yeah. So these other ones are good to share. Yeah.
Juicy, what are you loving?
What I've been doing much is this month I've been really loving just kind of more activity things. I did the pottery painting, which I've done the studies, but that's so cute and so fun. I saw a scrunchie workshop.
Yes, yeah. Eliza May.
Yeah, I saw them do that. It looked so cool. So I've been loving those type of vibes. What else have I got this month that I love? This mug that I saw, I don't know if I've ever said it on this pod, that I can't, it takes about 4 hours to drink coffee.
Oh, same.
So, no, it keeps it warm. It keeps the coffee warm.
I do actually.
Like, it heats. You just,
that is what? So good.
It's genius. So, that mug, it's from Ember. And it's got like a cute little beigey colour. Isn't that such a good idea?
Like a little hot plate.
No.
It's like, I think it's literally like heated at the bottom.
So good. Turn
that into a meeting.
It's so clever.
Great. I've just read Stephen Bartlett's Diary of a CEO book. Really good one. If you're into like nonfiction self-help, one to add to the list. Really good. And I'm looking for some really good leopard print trousers. Any red?
They've just come back in stock. Yeah, they were sold out for ages, but they're back.
Brilliant. There you go.
Well, we've got a fun game. We haven't played with you guys. We played it on the pod before. Okay. So cue the cards. I'm not sure where they are. Oh, have you got them?
Yeah.
So I think it's called We're Not Really Strangers. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. How likely am I to go camping? How high maintenance is my setup?
Right, start
from the top. Because
I
into this.
Did not just hear it.
Let's give it a couple.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to read a card. It'll either be something about me or be something about...
So it's either like who's most likely to, and then Daisy has to say, or it'll be a question about her, and we have to say.
Okay.
It's basically like not getting to know each other, because we obviously know each other.
Yeah.
It's a friendship.
Yeah, so like build the connection. You know. How likely am I to go camping / how high maintenance is my setup?
Very likely.
Yeah,
very high maintenance.
Yeah, I agree.
Minimal.
Yeah,
minimal.
Oh, I think you smash it.
Yeah, you smash it.
Thanks, guys. Okay.
Fast one.
Just pick any random one.
It was
quick fire. Okay.
Yeah, it's quite quick fire.
Oh, your nails match the box.
Love it. Your nails are sensational. Please.
I know. Thank God they're back. The long nails are back. I'm sorry. I had short nail life. Okay. What do you think I should know about myself that perhaps I'm unaware of?
You light up every room you walk into. Oh,
that's so sweet.
That's a great one.
Do you?
That's really nice.
You're so effortlessly hilarious.
Yeah, you are fucking funny.
That's so true.
Yeah.
You got a flash pass on.
Make an assumption about me.
Oh.
You are a crazy cat lady.
I was literally about to say, maybe you walk your cat on a lead.
No.
What's up?
Maybe you walk your cat on a lead.
She does.
That's what I kind of thought. Yeah,
you are
only
so good.
Only in the countryside.
Do you know what? There were quite a lot of similarities with you and Taylor, like how she carried her cat in her rucksack and stuff.
She's
like,
lady, right?
She is.
I would never do a backpack though. Toulouse only sits on
With the little spacious window. It sticks its head out. What's been the best compliment a stranger has ever given you?
I guess it's like you guys.
Oh, it's asking us. Someone said I had really good energy, that they really liked my energy.
That's nice.
That's really nice.
That is way better than being called like good looking.
Yeah, 100%.
100%.
Similar, like that you seem really nice.
You're actually quite nice.
Actually nice.
That is nicer than I thought.
When it's to do with like your character.
Yeah.
Nicer.
Yeah.
That one.
Next one,
please.
Has a stranger ever changed your life?
Well, I guess that everyone has, because everyone starts
as a stranger, right?
Yeah. I tell you what, that was really profound once, was Jack and I were in a Starbucks drive-thru, and the car in front, we didn't see who that car was, but they paid for our order. And at that, I was like, you have, like they do a YouTube video. But I was like, do you know what? I'm going to pass this forward in life. And like, I always remember that.
That's really just
random
sweet.
Acts of kindness, you know?
Yeah, her butt.
I'm going to do another one.
Yeah, do them.
How do our personalities complement each other?
Oh, God, who knows?
Well, Gigi provides the bands.
Oh, yeah, that's really nice. Thanks.
Satna provides all of your hot list gossip.
Yeah.
And being in the know with pop culture.
Yeah.
Millie brings the style.
Oh.
And
Daisy brings
everything else.
Energy. Yeah,
exactly. Really.
The energy.
Daisy's the clue.
Yeah, Daisy is the energy.
The vein that pumps the groove.
The vein that pumps the groove.
Yeah. Steph's trying so hard not to laugh behind the camera. She keeps going like this. Like laughing over your
We know
shoulder.
It's a good episode. Steph's pissing
it. Exactly.
Based on what you've learned about me or what you know about me, does my social media accurately reflect who I am?
Yes.
Why
yes.
or why not?
Yeah.
Good, I'm glad.
Yeah.
I don't mind
it. Relatable to you.
Oh, yeah. I don't like people who, like, love their it. Social media looks like a completely different life to what they actually
know. No face apps present.
Thank you.
This We're gonna go for some pick. Quick fire.
Okay.
In one word, describe how you feel right now.
Hungry. Duty.
Oh, hungry. That was a really good one.
Hungry.
Okay. Energized.
Brilliant. Do I seem more like a creative or analytical type?
Creative.
Creative.
But I think you're also very good with analytical data. Yes.
Oh, don't know about that. What title would you guys give this chapter in your life?
Content.
Oh, nice.
I was gonna go for a word that kind of describes like. Bit saving more money, like just being a bit better with money. What's that one? That's the one.
My goal for this year, I want to be like a bit of like a finance
bit. Yeah,
like I want to invest in the footsies and the you know.
Yeah, those things.
Those footsies.
The footsies.
Duty gave me that tip to get QuickBooks.
Yeah,
I'm on it.
Oh, Steph, she's resorted to holding the nose.
Okay, maybe this is nice. Do you believe everyone has a calling? If so, do you think you found yours?
It says mine, but I'd rather ask you
guys if you found yours.
Do you know what? My gut instinct numbers to say yes, but then I feel like throughout life, you're pulled in so many different directions. Yeah. I feel you have different chapters for different things.
I like that answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
right. So yes and no.
Yeah.
You might end up at your final calling, but I think you have little ones.
Oh, I actually have a question I want to ask.
Oh, some recs. I need some recs.
Okay, yeah, okay.
I need a good fake tan.
Oh,
bear by
I'm not the girl for you.
I'm not you.
If I struggle with, like, I have quite sensitive skin. Bear by Vogue is the only thing that doesn't flare up and it doesn't go patchy.
Because I have used that before and I have loved it, but I was I didn't know if there was another one that I should.
No, Bear by Vogue every day of the week.
To be fair, I don't fake tan, but last week it was after I was ill and I was like, my face looks so pale, so I put on tan Luxe.
Yeah, those are the ones I've ever used.
My face, I'm set. I use the water tan. I actually prefer that. I feel like it's a little bit less orange than the drops. But my body, I was just looking for something.
Oh, Garni summer body.
Yeah.
That is.
I am like a tinted. Yeah,
I want to see the foam on the skin giving me, you know.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thank you so much. This has been a fun one.
This has been fun.
I needed that laughter.
Yeah.
Decompress on a Monday. Yeah.
Love that.
We'll see you very soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, we will.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.